Welcome to Fat Mascara. Jen.
Hi, I'm Jen. I'm always Jen. I wasn't sure who was starting. Sorry.
It's okay. I just went with it. I took the ball and I ran. I'm Jess. Welcome to episode 207.
Which is our 207th day in quarantine. Who knows? So how are you holding up?
I'm doing okay. It's still a little funny. I think it's a funny week.
What happened?
You know, I'm feeling optimistic about the world opening back up. You know, I know we talked about that. But at the same time, I think it's going to be a little bleak. You know, this is not earth-shattering news, but something happened last week that, like, for some reason is really sticking with me. The Nordstrom, you know, we didn't report on this news last week, but Nordstrom announced that they were shuttering, I believe, 16 stores in the U.S. because obviously we know a lot of companies are going through hard times. You know, Neiman Marcus filed for bankruptcy, J. Crew filed for bankruptcy, retail is taking a huge hit. But the Nordstrom that I grew up going to every weekend, at least every weekend,
really,
is closed. Yes.
The Jersey Nordstrom?
The Freehold Raceway Mall Nordstrom. Now, for anyone listening that is like, wow, okay, upscale, you know, retail store closing, you spent your childhood in a, you know, in a Nordstrom, this is not exactly, you know, wholesome, this is a little consumerist. Here's what I have to say. These are, we all have our memories, like different places. This is where my mother and I could forget our cares for an hour or two on a weekend, go to the Clinique counter, get a free gift with purchase. This is where I really forged, you know, my interest in beauty. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I would go with my mom, and then when I had my driver's license, I would, like, go by myself and, like, hang out at the MAC counter. I even took, like, a Nordstrom, had, like, a MAC masterclass one day. And it was, like, on the top floor in, like, a private room. And you would literally...
You've talked about that. I've heard you talk about that class. I never knew where it happened.
I thought it was, like, honestly, you would think I was, like, at the Plaza, like, being served, like, tea and crumpets. Like...
No, it's where you got your whole view of beauty and the glamour that comes with it.
Completely. And, like, I really just thought it was another world. And, like, you know, you laugh because it's, like, okay, it was, like, in a Jersey mall on, like, Route 9. Like, calm down. But, like, to know that this place is closing and all of these people are losing their jobs,
yeah,
is so
sentimental.
So sentimental for me.
Yeah.
And it's like the end of an era. But it's like I was texting with my friend Sari, who is from Marlboro, and like, which is like the neighboring town to Freehold. And I was like, I don't know why this is hitting me so hard. And she just said it really succinctly. And she's not like a beauty crazy person like I am. She goes, I'm really upset too. She goes, I think it's like, I'm just not ready for all of this negative change. And it's like the negative change from COVID.
It's also, you've talked about how you've been watching commercials from your childhood just for that feeling of nostalgia.
Yes.
This is a piece of childhood in a way that is just never, you can't get that back. And whenever I have that feeling, it's like this weird existential feeling of like, okay, no turning back now. Like, moving forward, things are different. You're a mom now. Like, I get it. It's not about the store and, like, the shopping experience. It's about the memories, I think.
Yeah, I was thinking, like, is anyone going to sympathize with me who, like, doesn't have food in the fridge, whose husband or, you know, themselves has lost their job? Like, oh, the Nordstrom's closed. No, it's not about, like, where am I going to get?
No, it's like when a piece of your childhood and innocence disappears. I think for a lot of people in the last couple months, like, that innocence disappeared for a lot of us, you know?
Yeah, like that you can't just go over and see a friend, that like you can't see your relatives. Like, it's the innocence disappearing. Yeah, that's you. Yes, thank you for synthesizing what I've been feeling, because I've just been like sitting on the couch and Jeff would be like, what are you thinking about? And I'm like, I don't want to tell you because you're going to laugh at me.
I get it. You know me. I'm like the least sentimental person of all. Like, I will throw out things. I will go through old closets. I'm like, gone, done. Cards from an ex-boyfriend. Bye. This thing my mom got me when I was 3. Bye. But I get it. I totally get it. I know we wanted to start on an optimistic note and then we just went there. But we do have a lovely beauty-packed episode for everyone.
We want Fat Mascara to be a moment of positivity in your week, but I think we also want to keep it real. So hopefully that's what the show is doing for you. Okay, so here's what's going on. Well, actually, why don't you tell the folks what's happening?
I will. We are going to do the beauty news headlines, which I've just been enjoying. I hope listeners are as well. And then something I've been doing a lot of research on, I want to talk about beauty supplements, specifically skincare supplements, like the vitamins and gummies for your skin. We're going to get to the bottom of that.
I love a gummy. Love a gummy. Okay, and then we have, I'm really excited to start bringing in this, you know, we're trying to always try to shake up the show and like to keep it fresh and like rejigger the format, but still keep it consistent so you know what to expect each week again.
We are magazine editors at heart. We like a column.
We like a column, and we also want to keep things comforting in this crazy topsy-turvy time. So I am really excited. You know, Christopher Skinner, who is the founder and principal of Schoolhouse, we had him on twice on Fat Mascara over the past couple of years. You guys really responded to him. So we're having him on as like a Daily Show style special correspondent, Chris Skinner. We're talking about sustainability this week. Psyched to have him on.
I'm so excited. Sustainability is something that like we cannot forget about right now. And just so you guys know, that's not a full interview. It's just a special correspondent. But next week, we have a really great interview planned with another guest. You ready to do the show, Jess?
Let's do it.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue checkmark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit eBay.com for terms.
For the headlines.
I'm totally ready.
It's like, are you ready for some football? I don't know why I'm so excited about the headlines.
As you should be.
I don't know why this is my favorite part of the show now. It's like, even like, I'm more excited about this than Raise a Wand.
I think it's the music.
It is the music. Okay.
So what do you got going on?
Okay. So L'Oreal is announcing or has announced a new program supporting women and the environment. So it's called L'Oreal for the Future, and it's going to support both women in need and the environment through 150 million euros worth of investments. I can't do the conversion to US dollars right now, but that's a lot of money.
We have plenty of listeners in Europe. That's fine. 150 million euros. Go on.
So the big cheese at L'Oreal, Jean-Paul Agon, I love saying his name, Jean-Paul Agon. In a statement, Jean-Paul Agon said the COVID-19 crisis spares no one, but it also exacerbates existing inequalities with particularly devastating effects on people who were already struggling socially or economically or are victims of abuse, especially women. So he set aside $50 million for organizations that addressed the issues I just mentioned. And as for the environment, he has 100 million euros earmarked for organizations that directly help with environmental issues. So I think this is great. They're definitely, I think, paying attention. And I love that he addressed the domestic abuse issue.
Our industry, especially because there's a lot of women who work in it and women are the consumers, it just feels like the same as the women leaders out there right now, the countries with females in charge. I feel like they're getting, you know, they're getting shit right. I know he's not a woman, but I like that, you know, he's supporting women. Okay, what else?
So there's a new lip filler in town.
Oh, yes. I can't wait to hear how you pronounce it. Go ahead.
Okay. Galderma announced that the US FDA has approved Restylane Kysse. K-Y-S-S.
Oh, okay.
E? Is it kisse? Is it kiss?
I don't know. In my head, it's like kisse.
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 There was no event for us to attend, so I'm gonna freestyle.
It's not like we could have gone on the website and listened to the video so we know how to pronounce it correctly, but you know I love me an injectable. I am very excited about a new lip filler because I feel like a lot of the hyaluronic acid fillers, you know, like Voluma, they are firm. They're for like lifting and structuring the face, but they don't work in lips, and that's why people look crazy and ducky and fishy. Mm. And this one apparently does not do that.
But do we think it's in the injector? Is it the injectable or the injector?
A little bit of both. So my injector, Heidi Waldorf, always talks about it's like paint colors. Like she needs some that are more slippery and soft for certain areas of the face and some or more like a sculpture, you know?
Right, right.
So the lip fillers, you want the ones that are more gelatinous and like flowy. Mm-hmm. So it's not like you got a big old like piece of licorice underneath your lips. I don't know why I use licorice.
No, I think that's perfect. Well, because I think you've been into that Australian licorice that you've been
eating.
That's
exactly what I was thinking of, like tube, a gelatinous tube like that. But so Restylane Kiss.
Kiss.
Kiss. Kiss.
I love this next headline. Jane Fonda is now an ambassador for Uncle Bud. Now, I mean, I just Uncle Bud is just such a funny, like, I don't know, saying Uncle Bud, I don't know if they make popcorn, if they make, you know.
They're a hemp CBD personal care brand. You know, they make that salve that everybody loves.
Yeah, so it's just saying Uncle Bud. It sounds like Uncle Buck, the movie. I just love it. So if you haven't heard of Uncle Bud, to Jen's point, they are a big LA-based CBD/hemp beauty brand. And Jane Fonda posted a dance video complete with these amazing costume changes. Just watch it for the costume changes. Announcing her partnership with Uncle Bud, she showed three different products to her over 1 million followers. Why did she partner with Uncle Bud? Well, she did an interview with Women's Wear Daily, and she told, I just have to say this journalist's name because I love the name, journalist Booth Moore. I love that name, Booth Moore, that Uncle Bud actually reached out to her. She was like, you know, okay, I'll try it. She tried the products. She liked them, and it was really that simple. She liked that Uncle Bud did outreach to homeless youth. They donate hand sanitizer. They're environmentally and animal friendly. And that was it. The rest was history. So now she's the face of Uncle Bud.
This is like the most granola grassroots beauty celebrity partnership I've ever heard of, and I kind of love it. I'm here for it.
It's so great. And now, finally, Ulta is getting into the content business. Glossy reports that Ulta announced its partnership with Refinery29 to sponsor the site's new R29 Somos channel for 2021. So English language content R29 Somos is going to focus on Latinx visibility across culture, entertainment, beauty, and lifestyle.
I am very excited about this whole thing. And I actually just recently met the woman Tatiana who worked on this project. So impressive. Just like what a big...
What is it going to be like? Do you know anything about it?
I just love that it's also Spanish language and English language and focusing on this whole segment of America and globally, obviously, but this is here in America. So cool for Ulta to sponsor it too.
Yeah, very, very cool. So stay tuned for that. And I think, yeah, very smart of Ulta. Very, very smart of Ulta. Those are your headlines for the week.
Well done, Jessica Matlin. Let's talk about ingestibles, shall we? That made it sound like weed. It's not. Let's talk about beauty supplements. Oral supplements, vitamins, powders, gummies. Jess, I know you love a beauty gummy. Like whenever I would visit you at your Harper's Bazaar desk, there'd always be like a little jar or something. Are you taking any right now?
Right now, I'm just taking gummy probiotics from Ollie, and I'm taking vitamin C because I don't want to get sick. But like, you know, I don't know if
it just feels.
It feels
helpful.
Yeah, it feels like, you know, why not? I'll try it. But I have taken sugar bear hair. I did take sugar bear hair for a long time.
Oh, right, right, right. But I think what you said about the vitamin C is kind of like what a lot of people feel about beauty supplements. Why not? It helps. And I like started looking into these because especially now that we're worried about costs a lot more than maybe we were a couple months ago, some of these things are not cheap.
Oh, they're expensive.
So I've talked to a researcher who does some of the studies about beauty supplements because if they really work, you want to kind of do like a cost-benefit analysis. Like, I don't want to be taking something that costs a lot of money just because like it might work, it doesn't hurt. You know, who's going to spend $30, $40 a month because it doesn't hurt?
Yeah, I want it to work. That's like, yeah, they are really expensive, a lot of them.
Right. So Zoe Draelos is, she's a dermatologist, but what I think is really cool about her is she's the person a lot of companies come to when they have a new face cream or a new beauty supplement and they want to do, quote unquote, a clinical study. You know, this isn't the study that then gets them the peer-reviewed paper in a journal. This is the one that the beauty company uses to put the claims on its label or in its advertising. She was telling me sometimes, she didn't speak about any particular beauty products. What happens is, say, 100 people take the supplement or try the face moisturizer or whatever, and 50 of them actually see results. They will drop the 50 people who don't see results from their data analysis and give you the numbers just for the people that see results. Mm. And I was like, that doesn't make any sense because you're excluding all these people that nothing happened to them. And she said that the rationale for that is, listen, there's going to be some things that don't work on people regardless. What you're looking at is, if I'm someone who would get a benefit from this, what will my benefit be like? Mm-hmm. And I was like, that's really interesting because you see that number like 80% of people saw brighter skin after taking this supplement and you just think that means 80 out of 100.
Right.
But it could only be 80 of the people who saw results saw brighter skin.
So what is the correlation to the supplements?
Okay, so my point being, when you see these claims about supplements, just take that with a grain of salt when you look at those results. And also know that there's like a placebo effect going on, which doesn't mean it's a bad thing, but just the fact that you're taking it might say that it's working. So then I did a little more research. So I was like, okay, but what really works, which is what everybody cares about, right? I actually now have two new things in my life because of this. One is flaxseed oil.
It's funny that you mentioned flaxseed oil because this girl who I used to know, she would put it all over her like boyfriends. She was like one of these types that was like suddenly got into health food. And she like, you know, like these kind of like, you know, these women who like suddenly they think they're Gwyneth Paltrow and like they're all...
Wait, what was she doing with the flaxseed? Rubbing it on her boyfriend?
No, she was putting it all over his food and then she put it all over her food. And she said that like it was good for their skin and their digestion and like it would also make them lose weight.
Okay, we could roll our eyes at that girl. Lose weight, I don't know about that. I've not seen any research on that. But it is very high in omega-3 fatty acids. And there is some decent research that that helps with anti-inflammatory properties. Could even plump up your skin so it looks more moisturized. And I realized I don't get a lot of omega fatty acids. I'm not out there eating sardines every day, you know?
Yeah.
And Dr. Draelos told me it also has phytoestrogenic effects. So if you have hair loss or some of the problems that come along with when you're entering menopause, flaxseed is one of those supplements that can help, you know, it's not estrogen, but it gives you some of the benefits.
And this
that.
You could just get it like the grocery store or a health food store.
I ordered mine on Amazon. I made Eric order it for me. A big tub and I was putting it in smoothies in the morning. But I know that there are beauty supplements that contain omega-3s.
Okay.
So if you're thinking about taking a gummy or whatever, look for ones with omega-3s.
And you can get vegetarian omega-3, right?
Correct. Like flaxseed, chia seed, you know, those are all, you don't need to have a fish one. And then the other thing is Polypodium leucotomus. This has been like around the beauty world for a while. You ever hear of HelioCare supplements?
I have, but I have no idea what they are.
Like that yellow and black jar. And I was like, is this sunscreen in a pill? You know how this is the invention that I want, sunscreen in a pill.
Or a gummy for me.
Or a gummy, sunscreen gummies. Okay, this isn't sunscreen, but some of the researchers I was talking to say, when you take this, it's a fern extract, it makes your skin more protective of UV light than it would normally be. So Dr.
That's
Mary-
not BS? I always thought that was BS.
No, there's good research on this. Like basically you'll have a less likelihood of a sunburn. It is not SPF. It doesn't equate to I took this extract and now I have SPF 10 all the time. I think a lot of people like to think that. But it is that like even if you're wearing sunscreen, some UV light's still getting in and causing those free radicals. This is like your cleanup crew. It's kind of a plus. And a lot of dermatologists, especially for people who are like prone to skin cancers in their family or just people who they're like, oh, I might forget to reapply sunscreen. If you take one of these supplements with this fern extract, it's like a sort of a backup plan. And there's a gummy, Jess. I found it in gummy form.
I might take the gummy form.
Wait, let me just tell you. It's Sun Daily. Sun Daily is the brand. Base Layer is the name of the gummies. And they have the fern extract.
I feel like with these kind of like supplements, I feel like whenever I get into something like, oh, I'm taking a supplement or I'm like, you know, I was using the moon juice, collagen, the protein powder, then I'm usually in a mental headspace where I'm being more mindful of getting good sleep, taking care of myself, drinking more water. So I think it's kind of, it sets me into a good halo mindset, effect. A good rhythm. Yes, exactly. Did you say halo effect?
Yeah, Dr. Dralis was saying that she's like, actually, we've noticed when people are in a study and you're giving them a supplement, it actually skews the results because they tend to be healthier all around.
Yes.
Like all of a sudden they're noticing more what they're eating. They might be walking more just because they're like in a healthy mindset. She's like, it screws up my results because then I can't tell what made the benefit. But it's actually just a good thing to realize, like just the act of taking a vitamin makes you think, oh, right, I should be healthy about my body today.
Right, right.
So like I wanted to be cynical about the whole thing, but like there's like side benefits and actual benefits to these things.
Okay.
I'm not saying you need to go popping gummies just because every influencer like has them on their Instagram feed, but like do your homework, right?
Food for thought.
Gummies for thought. Sorry, I had to.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
This message comes from BOF sponsor eBay. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee. And you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, or sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly. eBay gets it. So look for the blue checkmark next to that thing you love. And be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit eBay.com for terms.
Okay, so this next segment is brought to you by Schoolhouse, a think tank and creative agency for beauty. Schoolhouse is one of the sponsors that helps make it possible for us to bring you the podcast every week. So a month ago, the agency's founder, Christopher Skinner, came on a special episode of the podcast. He had such great advice, and you guys were loving it as well, and he had so many ideas. So we asked him to come back on to do this as a special correspondent. Special correspondent Chris. Today, we're going to focus on sustainability in the beauty industry.
Welcome back, Chris. I'm so happy that you're here because you are really such a great person to talk to about sustainability, because I can't imagine there's a brand that you talk to that does not have it on their wish list of things to be considered sustainable.
Yes.
But really, how do you define sustainable? Personally, I find that the definition can be a little fuzzy, a little flexible. Is there actually a definition, or is it something that you feel is often defined by the company who is using the term?
Yeah, well, first of all, sustainability in our lives and in everyone's lives, it really ranges from the sublime to the absurd. You know, you've got like on one side, a lot of retail movements happening with refillables of household personal care products sold by weight. But then on the other side, you have customers walking out of restaurants, you know, sipping a paper straw in a plastic cup. So it's just, you know, we're all living in this world where we're really defining that for ourselves. And I think at the core, sustainability is a process. It's not a product. It's not a program. A lot of people relate it to the clean movement, but clean is really definitive based on a brand or a retailer. And clean is not often attainable for all brands and all products. But what's powerful about sustainability is that it's something that everyone can do in one way or another. And so it really is about defining it for yourself. And it's also about being open about what you can do, honest about what you can't do, and picking your battles and explaining your evolving position along the way.
And as people are evolving, obviously, we got a big hit this year with the pandemic, with COVID. Did that sort of pause the sustainability conversation? What's happening to the trajectory on that for some of the brands that you're working with?
Yeah, well, there's a lot of news out there talking about, you know, businesses abandoning these efforts to focus on profit since the economy is down. But like anything, it comes through from the necessity being the mother of invention. So if I'm a brand and I have less budget to spend on product development, that means I'm going to use less packaging and put my money into formulation, which means then the packaging will have a stronger footprint. So it's about smart choices, allowing consumers to have a good experience that's not harmful or wasteful in any way. So I think, like anything, it will evolve as we evolve, going back to it really being a process versus like a program.
So, you know, most brands would choose to be sustainable if it were easy. But what are those hurdles? Like, why would a brand be less than sustainable? Is it budget? Is it the way a product looks on a shelf? You know, like, okay, you know, if it's a luxury product, is the expectation that your customer is going to be getting a beautiful, like, lacquer finished box with, like, you know, three layers of, you know, packaging holding the little, you know, jewel inside. Sometimes, yeah. I wonder, you know, I know Jen can relate to this. You know, we get sometimes, you know, a press package that comes with a little gizmo gadget, and then every editor, you know, guilty as charged sometimes, posts it. So what is the incentive for a brand to not pack a doodad?
Or a bunch of silver confetti that gets everywhere.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes I get really angry more, you know, as time goes on, like really, really angry sometimes,
yeah.
about the stuff that comes through. And I know you see editors posting about it too. And I think, you know, personally, I can find a bit, sometimes they're a little finger waggy and they name names. Sometimes I think the mailings and the packaging has gotten crazier as this conversation about sustainability has gotten much more dire. So,
oh, that's interesting.
Yeah, it's really weird. It's like things are getting heightened and more over the top, but at the same time, we're like, there's too much plastic in the ocean. The landfills cannot take it anymore. Like, what are your thoughts? Why is it so hard?
Right, right. Well, I mean, it's a challenging topic because everyone's involved in it. And some things are just out of the control of a brand and some things are in the control of a brand. So sustainability, it's like a spinning sphere, and the brand can start it with positive intentions, but it can be halted very quickly. So I can say, I want to build, you know, a new gondola in Sephora that's made out of paper. So that's a great intention. You've started spinning that sphere of sustainable thinking, but, you know, Sephora could say, or Ulta could say, well, no, we can't do that because of XYZ. So it's about, you know, passing the buck from one to the other. But what you're talking about is really, I think, the hardest thing, and that's creating new beauty ideologies.
What does that mean? I'm already fascinated. New beauty ideologies. Like, that's a college course I want to take.
Yeah, well, it's only a 2-minute course. I'm going to give it to you right now. It's just, you know, what you're talking about, these sort of like complicated press kits and like all of this stuff to announce new product launches. The backlash I have seen actually has created some positive change, and at least has created conversation around it. I think one of the biggest things that is a hurdle is the luxury cues and what we consider traditional luxury cues. And one of those is weight. So weight somehow has been equated to luxury. And
sure.
I can't tell you how many times I've seen brands, you know, in work in progress sessions, pick up potential packaging and say, it's too light. It just feels insubstantial. You know, and then you're adding weight to packaging so that it gives off a cue of luxury. So it's about changing these traditional beauty ideologies that weight doesn't always need to equate to luxury, because a lipstick is a lipstick. Like the goop isn't changing the weight of the packaging. It's the packaging that's changing the weight. And I think it's breaking down those beauty ideologies from a consumer, from an influencer, from a an editor that allows brands to break open and create positive change.
It's so funny. You make me think of like water bottles. Like luxury now is like a square bottle, sort of like Fiji, but that actually was a more sustainable choice, right? So they could pack more bottles into the box.
Exactly.
But we all had to just change our thinking around it. You mentioned packaging, and so did Jess, but obviously sustainability goes all through the supply chain and can be more creative than just like, let's make our gondola out of paper. So where do you want to see more creative thinking from brands with their sustainability efforts, like using, other than using recyclable materials?
Yeah, I think this is where it really comes into being a process. And we generally look at packaging as one of those things that can have the greatest footprint, when in actuality, there's a variety of things that you can do as a brand and as a business to be sustainable. So, you know, speaking of beauty specifically, you know, visual merchandising is a great place to start. So overly plastic, you know, displays that are made out of acrylic. There are actually acrylics that can be recycled and reused, but retailers have to buy into those programs so that brands can deploy those programs. Again, it's about multiple forces coming together. Also being stricter in our updates. So, you know, we've gotten into this new now attitude, which hopefully is slowly changing with everything that's happening economically and culturally with the pandemic. But, you know, updating gondolas and updating visual merchandising displays is extremely wasteful. But we as consumers are almost demanding, like, I want to come in and I want to see something new, hot, you know, want to be interested by something else. So that's kind of big things, but then there's also other things like photo shoots, you know, recyclable catering that's donated, ride sharing to the set, utilizing props and sets that are reusable, doing actually CGI renderings versus photo shoots. You know, those things have a cause and effect. E-commerce, you know, on e-commerce, you don't get that experience that you have in store where you can actually see the outer carton. So you don't see actually what the product is being packaged in that's being shipped to you. You're just seeing the product that you're going to, you know, be using every single day. So being transparent on e-com, maybe on e-com opting out of outer cartons, creating more tutorials on repressing broken powders.
We get a lot of questions about that.
I know. Jess and I were both like, ooh, good.
I know. I'm like, I have a smashed up Charlotte Tilbury airbrush powder right now. So
yeah, I mean, they should be creating tutorials to help you put that back together so you can get some longevity out of it. I mean, there are ways to do it that are not as, don't feel as large of a mountain as climbing, like, oh, my whole packaging is going to be able to be buried and a tree is going to grow after I'm done using it. So there's little things that you can do. So I think at the end of the day, sustainability at its very core is about less, and it's about being humble on what you can and can't do. And brands and consumers can gain from that, and they can be proud of that.
Can I ask you one follow-up question? Do you think that the... you mentioned the cycle and like the cycle of newness and like gondolas and for anyone who doesn't know what a gondola is, it's, you know, like the, just like the little counters and the little circular things in, you know, a Sephora and Ulta, CVS kind of thing. But it is crazy that every 2 weeks, or I'm picking that figure out, but it feels like every 2 weeks at least, you go into a store and it's a whole changeover of merchandise. Do you think that after this, you know, I was just talking to a person who works at a luxury beauty company. They said they've canceled their launches for, you know, fall and maybe even holiday. Companies really are going to reevaluate the pace in which they, you know, were churning out product. Or do you think that, you know, it'll be business as usual when it gets back?
I think it goes back to what I said at the very beginning: necessity is the mother of invention. You know, we will not have the budgets that we had. Even the brands that had those budgets to be able to stand on the corner and scream about their newness every single day or every week or month won't have that. So I think we will, by default, see change. You know, just like industry shutting down and all of a sudden the blue sky coming out in certain cities.
Yeah.
Necessity is the mother of invention. It will happen because we're forced to have it happen. I think what the big change will be is the end user really embracing that and being okay with it. And that is, you know, what I was talking about with these beauty ideologies. Because if we as users sort of say, oh, you know, this just feels cheap, I'm not going to buy it. Why would a brand make it? You know, they want to get the product in your hands. So we all have a role to play.
Well, Chris, I think we need to have you back for another segment, the new luxury, because I want to hear more about these new luxury codes.
Let's do it.
Yes, I'm fascinated. Thank you so much. I'm loving
Thank you for having me.
Our special correspondent, Chris Skinner.
Yes, live from the streets.
Chris, thank you so much for coming back on the show. And thanks again to Schoolhouse, our sponsor for this segment. If you're interested in working with them or if you want to find out more about what they do, visit weareschoolhouse.com. So we have a guest raise a wand from one of our lovely listeners, Maria. Maria, I'm not sure where you're from. I don't think you said Maria. But she wanted to raise a wand to Christopher from Kosas Beauty. And Kosas is doing virtual consultations, which I think is very beautiful. And I love that it's making the beauty world feel smaller. Take it away, Maria.
Hey, guys. This is Maria. And I would like to raise a wand to Christopher from Kosas, who is doing virtual online beauty consultations. I had a phenomenal session with him. He helped me wing out my eyeliner. I have always struggled with a cat eye because I feel like my eyes are a little downturned and a little bit hooded, but I feel great about my cat eyeliner now. So anyways, I love you guys. Thank you so much for this podcast and love to hear you guys every single week. Okay, bye.
Thank you, Maria. And if you guys want to raise a wand to a product or ask us a question, you could always email a voice memo to info@fatmascara.com, or you can call us. Jess, how much fun are you having listening to these voicemails?
These are great. Keep them coming.
Keep them coming. Our phone number is 1-646-481-8182. And you could just leave us a message with your raise a wand and be part of the club. So are you ready to raise our own wands?
I'm ready, Jen.
What do you got for me?
Mine is another book, okay? I've had a real love affair with Audible lately. I've always loved Audible, but now I'm really getting into it because I listen to it when I'm like doing laundry and stuff like that. So Marissa Meltzer is a great writer. She's written for a lot of magazines that I'm sure every single person listening to this podcast has read one of her like celebrity profiles or beauty pieces. She wrote a book called This Is Big, How the Founder of Weight Watchers Changed the World and Me. And she writes about her own journey really with weight loss and diet culture really since she was a small child. And I think anyone, you don't have to have struggled with weight loss or weight gain. I think anyone who's just like a woman, even a guy just living in like America can certainly relate to this because our culture is so conflicted about body image, body confidence, especially now. It's like we talked about this, earlier this season about, you know, how do you reckon, the expression like square the circle or something about body confidence, body positivity, and like weight loss?
Oh, in this new world of we should all just be accepting of who we are for a big group of women and men who grew up when it wasn't okay to be overweight and they're just not able to shake that feeling.
Yeah. How do you like, you know, deprogram, you know, decades
deprogram,
worth of...
Deprogram. Excellent word. Yeah.
Yeah. It's just, is it possible? So anyway, the extra fun layer for me is that, you know, as a new mom, I'm trying to lose the the baby weight. And I've actually just rejoined Weight Watchers, through
WW.
Now. They don't want to be Weight Watchers
right
anymore.
Right there actually is what you're talking about. They knew they had to change their name because Weight Watchers, in quotes, didn't seem woke, right?
Exactly. They're like, oh no, nobody's watching their weight over here. Whoa,
we're just doing these points and whoa.
Yeah. So I'm doing it on my phone, but like honestly, I've lost track of how many times I've done Weight Watchers. I've done Weight Watchers since I was 16 years old and I did it when I was 26.
And is Marissa, the writer, is she the same?
Marissa Meltzer. Yeah, Marissa Meltzer will put a link to her book on the show. I'm going to ask her to actually do an Instagram live because desperate to have like a real in real time conversation with her.
And I love her writing. I've read her celebrity profiles and I just think she just nails like what everybody's thinking sometimes.
Yeah, she's really smart, really irreverent, but at the same time, really vulnerable, sensitive, lovely person. So I can't recommend this book enough. Very cool and very timely. So what do you have for me, Jen? Hit me.
I do have a beauty product, and I have to confess, when we had Chris McMillan on and I was like, love the new Drunk Elephant products. I tried the shampoo. It was great, but I was kind of just like blowing a little smoke up his ass. And then we got off the phone. I texted him. It was a great interview. He's like, no, you really have to try the detangling spray. So he sent me some. Full disclosure, I got this for free. But I had just run out of my favorite product that was discontinued, my air drying product, which was the Sally Hershberger Wave Glam foam.
Oh, you love that.
That, like, literally, I am not spending $69 on Amazon to buy like a 7-year-old version of it. I'm done. It's time to find a new one. Weirdly, the Drunk Elephant Marula Detangling Spray is my new air dry product. And the lesson in this for me is, and for all of you, the names of these damn hair products mean nothing. You have to experiment because it could call itself a wave foam, an air dry spray, a texture spray, a detangling spray, but there might actually be the same juice in some of those bottles and they're just marketing it differently. I will say texturizing sprays in general to me are crunchier. This, for some reason, gives me everything that wavy air dry product did. I spritz it on after the shower.
Is your hair wet or air damp? Like, what's your hair like when you do it?
It's damp when I do it. And then I resection my waves. Like, I twist them around my fingers to give them back the shape. And then I just let it air dry. And I don't know. It's freaking good. There's barely any hold to it. Yes, it helps you detangle. You always want to put something in so you have the slip of the comb. But like, it has like a little bit of something to it that if you are an air dryer or a curly girl who needs that like first base product before she puts in her curl products, you know, just to do the detangling, it's really good.
Do you use your fingers to comb your hair or do you use a wide tooth comb?
It depends. Yeah, I like the comb. I like the feeling of getting the tines of the comb on the scalp. Like, it just feels like a good, you know, like you just feel like, I don't know why. Like, no, scratching like your scalp sometimes just feels so good, right?
I like that.
Now, Good Beauty Editor has actually tried all of the Drunk Elephant hair products. And this one is like definitely worth the money for me, at least.
I got it. I love that. I think you just sold some Drunk Elephant. What's the name of the product again? That was the whole point.
Marula Detangling Spray. It's the neon yellow one. You know how it is with Drunk Elephant. Just pick the color. Raise a wand.
Raise a wand. See you next week, guys.
Thanks for listening. Our show is produced by At Will Media.
Be sure to follow us on Instagram at FatMascara. Go to FatMascara.com to get a link to our private Facebook group and hit us up.
If you have a beauty question, you can send it to us at info@FatMascara.com. We'd love if you send us a voice memo. We also want to hear your raise a wands. Send those to the same address, info@FatMascara.com.
And if you like what you're hearing, please leave us a review on iTunes. Just throw us some stars.
This message comes from BOF sponsor eBay. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee. And you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, or sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly. eBay gets it. So look for the blue checkmark next to that thing you love. And be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit eBay.com for terms.